Now, we know there's a good chance we're catching you in the car right now on your way to acquire provisions for tomorrow's feast. Earlier in Coolidge Corner, we ran into Anita Jameson and her granddaughter Nora picking up some pies.
An apple, a pumpkin, and a pecan. Pecan is my favorite. What's your favorite, Nora?
Apple.
Apple, yeah. Came here to pick up four pies from Community Servings. They have chefs make pies, and it's also a donation, so we're happy to do it.
In fact, today, people like Anita are picking up more than 11,000 pre-ordered pies at $25 a piece. It all adds up to some $500,000 for Community Servings in Jamaica Plain, which is not just another Meals on Wheels organization.
My name is David Waters, and I'm the CEO here at Community Servings. Community Servings was founded 22 years ago to feed people with AIDS when there were no medications. We started feeding 30 people in Roxbury and Dorchester, and we now feed 750 people across 17 cities of eastern Massachusetts suffering 35 different illnesses. So cancer, MS, heart disease, kidney failure, HIV and AIDS. If somebody is too sick to shop and cook for themselves or their family, Community Servings can come in and provide the right meal for them.
Where does the money come from?
We have to raise it in the community. We have to raise $4.5 million a year to keep the program going, and we're trying to feed more people, which means more money.
All right, so let me see. I need somebody, another person in there.
So what are we doing here?
So this is Community Servings Kitchen, and we are getting ready to package our Thanksgiving meal. These volunteers are here to help us. They're getting scrubbed up with hairnets, aprons, and gloves, and we're going to start assembling all the components of a Thanksgiving meal. Around here, we start with turkey and gravy and stuffing and mac and cheese and green beans and potato salad and garden salad and cranberry sauce and rolls, pumpkin pie, juice, cookies, and pot roast.
Look at how meticulously prepared all of these are. These are all in these individual little plastic containers, perfectly portioned, extremely meticulously labeled. I imagine that's important because some people have different dietary needs.
We're doing 25 different versions of Thanksgiving meal for different folks. We're going to feed 750 people for Thanksgiving dinner. We feed people 5 days a week throughout the year, but our Thanksgiving meal, like yours at home, is so big that we need the help of more volunteers and more drivers because the meal won't fit in our trucks. It's so big and generous.
So if people want to support you this time of year or any other time of the year, what should they do?
Folks can go on our website, which is servings.org, and donate to us. If they're out today, they may still be able to get a pie at some locations off of our website, but they can always send us a check, and they can come and volunteer in our kitchen. We take 50 volunteers a day to help us peel and chop and prepare our meals.
See you. Right. Thank you so much, David.
It's great. Thanks, Adam.
David Waters is the CEO of Community Servings in Jamaica Plain.